Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My favourite movie, without a doubt, is Raiders of the Lost Ark. Goes without saying, I think there's that nostalgia element of growing up in the 80s, watching it. But also, you look back on it, and Steven Spielberg directed it, fresh after doing, he did a comedy, 1941, I think it was. It was a comedy that was a massive, massive flop. Yes, he did. It was with Dan Aykroyd and all the big Saturday Night Live actors of the time. I think it was 1941 it was called, and it was like a Naked Gun, a big slapstick comedy, massive budget. And that was a massive, massive failure. So Spielberg had to get...
John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd.
That's the one.
So what film would that have followed?
So he would have done Jaws, massive hit, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he would have done Jaws, that's his first one, with the psychotic truck driver.
Never seen that.
That's really worth watching. That's a TV movie in America, but in Europe it got a cinema release. And that's quite Hitchcockian, kind of, you never actually see the driver, but this one man being chased by a truck driver on the...
Has it ruined it for me, the fact I now know you never see the driver?
Maybe slightly. I'm not entirely... I don't think... Hopefully not entirely. Hopefully I haven't completely ruined that one for you. But it is...
Was that his first movie?
That was his first movie. Oh, and then he did Sugarland Express after that with Goldie Hawn.
What?
Yeah, which was like a sort of comedy caper chase movie with the police. And then he did...
Is he your favourite director?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say definitely Spielberg. Definitely, definitely favourite director. I think the most...
I saw him... Who's the little girl in E.T.?
Oh, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I saw her. She's got her own chat show, I think.
Yes, she has. It's just started in America, isn't it?
Right. And it was her birthday, and they got Steven Spielberg on.
Did they? I'll have to see that on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it was during lockdown, and he wished her a happy birthday. He seemed like the nicest man.
It's interesting, is it? Because Hollywood is a very, very... It seems to be revealed more and more as being a very, very dark place. But he's the one that's the only one that hasn't been unscathed or touched. I mean, Lucas has been revealed as being a bit odd. He's quite obsessed by cults and things, isn't he? There was a Seth Rogen autobiography recently, and Seth Rogen wrote that Lucas was very sure that the world was going to come to an end and there was an apocalypse impending upon us. And Spielberg was there at the meeting, and Spielberg was looking at the ceiling shaking his head. But Spielberg's never been kind of revealed as being on
like,
dark.
Seemed like a lovely, lovely man.
Really, just got on really well. Drew Barrymore, very kind of quite amazing. And E.T. is an amazing movie. And he did E.T. after Raiders of the Lost Ark. So it was Raiders of the Lost Ark, then E.T.
Okay, sorry. So he did Jewel?
Jewel, then Sugarland Express. Then he did Jaws.
Is that any good, Sugarland Express?
Well, it's okay. It's suitable. Goldie Hawn's good in it. But it's sort of, you know, serviceable stuff. It's okay.
Oh, fuck. Did you tell me about Brett?
Oh, what? Appearing in, doing a TV show?
No, his new show.
With Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah, did you tell me that?
I told
you
about that. That was in
I was going to say, you must have absolutely blown your nuts when you heard
massively.
That.
Oh, massively. Absolutely. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's.
Were you just like. Fucking.
There was a moment of jealousy there. I was sat in my office, having my Nescafe. scrolling through the news, and you know,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't think Harrison Ford does TV for anyone except Mr. Goldstein, apparently.
Do you know what would be my worry? Is meeting him, going, "Oh my God, he's really old." Like, you see him, and he's just a bit doddery, and.
Well, gosh, I mean, it really, he does look like that. He was on a Vanity Fair interview recently looking at Indiana Jones and Star Wars on a YouTube video.
Oh, God, was he?
And do you know when people are old, their ears get quite large? Do you know what I mean? I can't really describe it. But, I mean, he's in a fifth Indiana Jones. He's just wrapped a fifth Indiana Jones film. So, I mean, and he'll be 80 in the premiere.
Harrison Ford breaks down his career. Is that what it is?
That's it. And he looks very old in that. You know, slightly large ears. I don't know why I'm obsessed by the ears. But, you know, frail face. And he's supposed to be a very grumpy chap. Doesn't take fools gladly. I don't know if we'd get on well. But, and that's how he'll appear in the fifth Indiana Jones.
Elevate our lives, change us, give us experiences which make us more empathetic, more...
He's quite elderly now, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He'll be 80 very, very soon.
I don't like it.
And it's interesting that Spielberg said no to doing the fifth Indiana Jones, because I think you get the general vibe. He had a corporate meeting with everyone in Disney and he decided life's too short, because I think he realises that he's only got a few more films in him. And instead, he's doing a film about his childhood now instead, growing up in Arizona with a kid growing up in Arizona in the 60s and finding his passion for cinema. So you get the idea, they all realise that they're one step away from the grave, which is a dark...
Oh, God, it's taken us 6 minutes. It always leads to death,
doesn't it? It's a terrible thing.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter what I'm
talking about. How old is Spielberg?
Spielberg will be well into his 70s, mid to late 70s, I would guess. Mid to late 70s. And...
That Vanity Fair video with... Harrison Ford. That's 2 years ago.
I know. So how old is he going to be when he's only wrapped the new Indiana Jones recently? Frank Marshall, the producer, did a thing on Twitter saying wrapped and done. So, I mean, when you're that old, you're...
Fuck me, 79.
That's Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so he would have been 79 making... But they, when you look at the making of Indiana Jones 5, there's like motion capture dots on his face. So they're going to de-age him. So it's going to be in the 40s. There's going to be a time travel element and he'll go back to being a younger Indiana Jones. But if you look to that Irishman they did with Robert De Niro, it's like a young man's face but on an old man's body.
Right, I've never seen that. But what I have seen from the Irishman is that scene where he drags someone out of a shop,
yes.
A newsagent.
Yeah, and it's a young De Niro doing that, yes.
And how ridiculous it looks.
Yeah, I know, yeah. People think...
Have you watched that?
I have, yeah. It doesn't quite mesh with his body, the way his body hangs.
No, and the way he's kicking him, it's just an 89-year-old man kicking, and you go, well, hang on a minute.
I know.
You just stand up and wallop it.
Particularly, it's supposed to be in that part of the film, it's supposed to be fresh from the army, isn't he? That actual character. He's supposed to be like in his kind of like late 20s, early 30s. And yeah, you're right. It's the body movements of an old man. It's just like completely... kicking someone, having a break, he's got stitch, and then going back to it afterwards. And it doesn't mesh with the motion capture young face in front of him. And I imagine a lot of Indiana Jones 5 will be like that.
I didn't watch the third one. Is the third one any good? I was like, who's this bloody River Phoenix guy?
Is this the third one, Last Crusade? Is that the one with Sean Connery didn't
say? Yeah, I was like, I'm not interested in you guys. I just want to watch Harrison.
I know. I mean, after a while, it's just a repeat of the cycle of the same formula, is it? I mean, the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is good enough. You see that. I mean, Temple of Doom was okay, wasn't it?
I fucking love the Temple of Doom, or is it crap? Is it crap?
I think Temple of Doom, when you watch the whole thing through, it's got pacing issues. It's not a perfect film, but it's definitely got some good set pieces.
Is that Spielberg again?
That's Spielberg. Spielberg directed all four, but the fifth one he's bailed out on, because I think, as I say, you know, one foot in the grave type of thing. You know, he wants to do things that are more sort of biographical to his own original passions type of thing. But
so he did Sugarland Express.
He did Jewel, Sugarland Express. Then he did Jaws, first ever blockbuster. Then he did Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Hang on a minute. So his third film was Jaws.
Very early 20s. Very young.
Well, you're set then, aren't you? They'll give you about 10 films to get it right again after
that,
won't they?
Oh, God, you would have thought so, because Jaws was enormous, massive. I mean, the only thing that made as much money before that would have been The Godfather, which is obviously absolutely massive. So, and that was before Star Wars. Yes, I mean, that's a big, big deal.
Do you know how he got attached to Jaws?
I'm trying to think. It's a well-known Universal Studios producer that bought the rights to the book. I can't remember. It's Steinberg or something like that. I can't remember. And he pitched his idea for the film, and they went with it. And before that, he did obviously did Jewel and Sugarland Express, and he made loads of TV shows like Columbo and Night Gallery and stuff like that, which was like the Rod Sterling. Night Gallery is like a TV show that Rod Sterling, the Twilight Zone creator, produced.
Right.
So lots of
honestly,
kind of,
right.
lots of 70s TV of show sort of thing. But and then he came in and pitched his idea, and they gave it to him. But he had a lot of problem with the crew because he was a lot younger than the crew. They're all proper aged Universal Studio filmmakers, you know.
Okay, so they're looking down his nose at this 27-year-old.
Oh, massively. Like, who is this guy type of thing? In a big, big way. But, I mean, you know, he had a lot of focus. But apparently...
So after Jaws, what did he do after Jaws?
After Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Flipping Nora.
I know. Absolutely amazing. I know, yeah. Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know.
Then what?
Then it was... Is it 1941? I can't remember the name of that comedy. I need to... But that was a big comedy he did. And he even says himself that it had gone to his head a bit at that point.
Right.
It was a case of... Because he was given a massive budget and he took this kind of Saturday Night Live cast. Yes, it is 1941 it came out. This Saturday Night Live cast, massive sets, you know, enormous comedy cast, and it just completely massive flop. And he went over budget. And Raiders of the Lost Ark was his kind of opportunity to kind of show that he could film.
And that's your favourite movie?
Absolutely. Lots of nostalgia there, growing up watching that.
Do you know that inside out, that movie?
I would have thought so.
What's the first line in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I think I might have fallen off the first hurdle there. How ridiculous that I've fallen off the first hurdle. They come across something in the jungle, don't they, that stops them, a statue type of thing, and it's a case of not going any further. What is the first line? It's obviously with the...
It's not from his psychic, is it?
It will be from his psychic, yes, yeah. Definitely.
You give me the egg, I give you the thing. Is it that? What was it? You give me the whip, I give you the...
That's very, very near when they come to the dip in the actual temple.
Yeah.
But then there's...
You give me the egg, I give you the whip.
That's absolute. I do.
You're not going with that, are you?
No, I am. I'm trying to remember the absolute one. I do remember that one, absolutely.
Because there's not a lot of talking, is there? There's a lot of... They come across that strange structure in the jungle where the birds fly.
Absolutely. And then he said something about the last guy who tried to get into the temple before him. But you are right. And also they have the tarantulas on their back. They've got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But you are right about, yeah, you give me the whip, I'll give you the idol. I remember that.
The idol? Oh, is that what it is? You give me the whip.
I give you the idol. Okay. That's, and he's a well-known guy, isn't he? It's Albert. I can't remember his surname, but he was a...
British actor,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Was in Spider-Man 2 as Dr. Octopus.
Did you know that he pieced together the start of Radio? Raiders of the Lost Ark from lots of B-movies?
No, I didn't. I knew they were an inspiration.
Oh. You go on YouTube, have a look at the... I don't know, the first, I don't know what it would be under, the intro to Raiders of the Lost Ark B movies, and so many he's just gone, thank you, like shot for shot.
So the framing composition, it's all come from different B movies before it.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing. I knew it was an inspiration, it influenced them, but I didn't know it was...
How do you feel about him now?
Slightly under-impressed, sir. Need to check
out. No, I don't think so.
I guess it's like The Matrix, isn't it? That's like loads of like sort of manga, anime style animation and like previous kind of like kung fu movies. But it's, I guess it's the way you sort of stitch it together into your own patchwork. You create your own pastiche. Oh, it's like Tarantino films as well, isn't it? And Edgar Wright and things like that. I guess it's what you do when you take people's stuff, but you sort of convert it into your own artistic voice. It's like what you do with a toy box in a way, isn't it, I guess?
Can't find it.
Well, I'll have to definitely check that out. Because, I mean, a lot of those B-movies were the inspiration for Lucas, wasn't it? It's like the Flash Gordon films of the early 40s is what inspired Star Wars. And originally, he just wanted
is it?
Flash. Yeah, originally, he just wanted to make Flash Gordon. And he couldn't get the right. So he's like, oh, bloody hell, I'm going to have to sit down and write my own version. And that's how Star Wars came about, basically. But I think originally, he was just like, well, let's just do Flash.
Oh, what's this? Shooting Raiders of the Lost Ark with Steven Spielberg and Douglas Slocum.
Oh, he's a cinematographer.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, quite an elderly English chap. That YouTube video is amazing. There's a scene where Spielberg is going through the storyboard scene with Harrison Ford about because they're in the temple where they find the actual...
you've seen it. You've seen it. Yeah, of course, really you've seen it. Of course, you've seen it. Oh, this looks incredible, David.
Oh, it looks amazing. There is really impressive. There's a scene where Spielberg's going for the storyboards and he's trying to tell Harrison Ford what the scenes are going to be. And Harrison Ford's not interested because he wants to get tomato ketchup for his hot dog. Someone's giving him a hot dog. And Spielberg's like, are you focusing? Are you focusing? And Harrison Ford's like, I will do. I just want some Heinz tomato ketchup on my sausage. And then I'll happily chuck away. Quite right, indeed. Bit of innuendo play on the Pinewood Hollywood set.
Bit what?
A bit of innuendo on the Hollywood set. You can have a bit of...
There's no such word as innuendo.
Is there not innuendo?
It sounds like something from the movie. Here comes Dr. Innuendo.
Here comes Dr. Innuendo. It's not how you say it, isn't it? Innuendo.
Innuendo.
Innuendo. There we go. Just missing that U.
Can you do an impersonation of Indiana Jones?
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Well, I'm doing that quite overly confident. I think I was trying to remember the first scene for Raiders of Lost Ark. I think it was kind of a case of the guy who tried to enter this temple before us never came
back.
Oh,
no, you can't do it.
Absolutely.
I thought you could.
Absolutely. I had a lot of confidence there.
Oh, I thought you'd be able to do an impression.
That really, I did as well. I went into that thinking wholeheartedly I could pull something out of the bag, but nothing came, just thin air. Just embarrassment came out of that bag of potential, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't do an impression of Harrison Ford.
Not many people do.
Marion.
Yes, it is.
Marion.
That deep.
Marion.
It's changed a lot, hasn't it? His actual voice through the years type of thing.
You don't like that impression either, do you?
Oh, I do.
Keep saying Marion.
Honestly, I like the Idol and the Whip impression from Albert earlier.
Yeah. You give me the idol, I give you the whip.
That works. That if you did something.
Oh God! What did I read? I watched something recently. Oh fuck! What was it? It was in some movie. They absolutely stole the jump over the chasm.
The chasm. Something. Well, there's a lot of there's so many films that are basically Indiana Jones, aren't they? Like the Mummy franchise.
But it was Uncharted. It was exactly the same, and then the running, scampering, getting under a... It was like, hang on a minute, are you not going to reference this? Or are you just going to...
It is iconic, isn't it, the way it's been put together. It's like I saw a lot of reviews about Doctor Strange Multiverse, and within that there were a lot... It's interesting, a lot of reviewers mentioned Raiders of the Lost Ark as this amazing opening, because it was almost like a clear corridor of what he needed to do. And this, I think her name's Kim Messenger, I think, who writes for the Hollywood Reporter.
Right, yeah.
And she was saying how Raiders of the Lost Ark is a clear corridor of action and movement. But with big Marvel films, it's just so much going on, so disorientating, you don't know what's going on happening. But with Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's a clear journey and corridor of action, and you know exactly what you're doing. And she used the whole, you know, going over the cavern and all, or cavus, what's it, you know, jumping over that. Flipping heck. You can imagine me pitching in Hollywood. There'd be no confusion about my story beats or narratives.
Who's this, David? What character is this in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
That is, I know that character well. That was good movement of the eye.
I might have got that wrong.
I'm trying to remember who that character is. Or just a little sort of a blow on the fingers. Oh, yes. That is Sol, the villain, calling upon the Indians to chase Indiana Jones into the actual jungle. As he
Are they Indians?
Running. They might be Indians. Is that politically incorrect? indigenous gangs of people. They're just looking after their lands, and the white man's turning up.
Does he do that?
like that.
Who was that actor? Is it Paul?
He's a very well-known actor.
Well, I tell you, the film that I've just done in Dublin, Ireland, the producer... Let me get this right. He was his neighbour.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Or he bought his flat. Something like that. What's his name? It's Paul someone.
It is Paul somebody, yes.
Raiders of the Lost.
He said that it was the easiest audition he'd ever done for a film, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He just turned up to...
Paul Freeman.
Paul Freeman, that's it. He said Spielberg was playing...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pac-Man. And he just spoke to him very, very briefly whilst he's having a game of Pac-Man on a massive arcade machine in an 80s Hollywood office. And he just gave him the role there and then. And it just made his career, basically.
Why? Because he was a big fan of him? Or?
I think he just felt as though he had the sort of demure or, you know, the right look and the sort of... he's British as well. Obviously, I think he plays a sort of European French figure in the actual film.
Belloc,
not Soller. Solar is...
Who's Solar?
Solar is... God, here's me saying it's my favourite film, getting all the people wrong. That is the other well-known actor who plays Indiana Jones's assistant slash friend in the sand dunes of Tunisia, isn't it? Who went on to become a... also in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Played by a very well-known actor. Lord of the Rings. Really well-known figure. Because, you know, Solo is basically the person he sees when he goes to Cairo, doesn't he?
Sorry, I've got Paul Freeman being asked, what was the audition process like? I didn't have an audition. I'd done a film called Death of Princess, which is a drama documentary about the assassination of a Saudi Arabian princess. Went viral at the time, was a big scandal. Spielberg saw it and I got a call from my agent. I was in Belize filming The Dogs at War and he said he wanted to see me in LA. I went and met him with George Lucas. When I got there, they were on the floor of his office listening to speakers and a cassette player.
No Pac-Man.
Yeah. After all of it, he asked, do you want to read the script, by the way? And I said, oh, yeah, I do. I go to the next room and start reading it. And about halfway through, I said to myself, this is such a fun and great script, and I knew I wanted to do it. Oh, I love that movie as well.
John Rhys Davies is the other guy I was thinking of, the guy who plays Solar.
The big... Yeah, yes. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, the big guy with the chimp.
Absolutely.
And is it a chimp? It's not a chimp.
Well, the villains have the chimp, but he notices the chimp is dead.
Eats a date.
That's a date. Yeah, he grabs a date.
Oh, I've got an impression. Bad dates.
That's spot on. I was back in a movie theatre in 81 then. That works absolutely perfectly.
Bad dates. That scene always sort of bored me because it was basically telling you the story and the plot. It's like, get on with it.
Yeah, it's not really Indiana Jones. That's more Agatha Christie. People sort of like poisoning dates and like finding dead pets.
And like the first 15 minutes of Raiders is incredible. It's incredible.
Oh, absolutely, it's like, amazing.
But then they cut to his bloody school where he's at a lecture and like Boring, boring, boring.
I know, exposition, plot information, not interested. You could just open a bag and see a few archaeology textbooks and we know what's going on.
I reckon when you watch that, or if you when you watch that in the cinema, that's when you dive into your popcorn.
Oh, definitely. You go from the biplane and the camera tilts down to a university. The music even changes.
I hate snakes!
Absolutely.
I hate them! I can do loads of impressions.
You can. You are bringing back Razor Lost Art, an audible audio adventure. And what does the guy say? Oh, come on. Grow a backbone, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah, grow a backbone, Dark.
There's a thing of that's it, grow a backbone, Dark. And then when I used to watch it on my video at home, it then cut to carpet commercials after that, because I used to always watch that video. And for some reason, I always think of like 50% off sofas every time I see that.
I think about being chased by those guys with the blowpipes, how scary that must have been. But he just manages to get away and they stand on the bank of the river and...
Oh, it's amazing. And then he pops his head back up and the fedora's completely wet. So it's not James Bond, is it?
Is it a fedora? Comedic.
I think it's a fedora he wears on the head, I'm pretty sure. So it hasn't got that James Bond suaveness, you know, he has those vulnerable moments type of thing.
Do you know what? I'm going to look up Indiana. In fact, even the character Indiana Jones was inspired by...
That's George Lucas' dog, isn't it?
No.
I thought George Lucas' dog was called Indiana, and that's...
the actual character and the look.
Oh, really? That's based on a well-known...
Have you not seen? No, have you not seen?
Not at all.
Oh, come on!
I need to start Googling people.
So what movie is it? Let me find it for you. It's going to blow your noggin.
Oh, have a look at that.
Movie.
Joe, you know, there's some early artwork of Indiana Jones where he had an electronic arm, believe it or not. Spielberg was thinking about giving him a drinking problem and a bionic arm. But that was...
Really?
Yeah, there literally is. And if you Google that, because there was a story conference of Spielberg, George Lucas and Lawrence Kasdan who wrote it. And they had someone who transcribed the story conference. And there's loads of fantastic insights into where it was going to go. They were going to have a chase on camels through a desert. It was going to be quite sort of slapstick, more so than the films originally were going to be originally. Didn't Charlton Heston appear in the film?
That might be it.
Rings a slight bell.
Yes. Oh, you know already, don't you?
I can't remember exactly.
Are you indulging? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. There we go. If you search Indiana Jones, here we go. If you YouTube Secret of the Incas.
Is that Charlton Heston?
He's dressed exactly the same. So that was 1954.
Oh, right. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. Bloody hell, what's going on? That's just ridiculous, isn't it? That's insane. That's exactly the Indiana Jones look.
Yeah.
What on earth has happened? I mean, the only difference is he's wearing a scarf. But I mean, that's just bonkers.
It is a bit bonkers.
People's livelihoods have been based around Indiana Jones. They're just not one point. That Charlton Heston shouldn't be annoyed that people taking guns away from him. He should be annoyed about Indiana Jones. I mean, that's absolutely bloody manic.
How do you feel now? How do you feel?
Just shocked. Part of me was thinking, oh, you might have got this slightly wrong. It might have.
I've just revealed Santa Claus to you.
Yeah, bloody right.
He doesn't exist, boy.
And there he is, grabbing like an ancient golden shield out of a cave.
Yeah.
Well, that's just nuts. That's just. What's the point? I don't know. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? The whole thing.
I know. But The Secret of the Incas looks like a really boring film.
It does look very boring, but at the end of the day...
You need to watch that, David. You need to watch that.
Well, that's my Saturday Incas. Night sorting out tonight. Pizzas and Incas. Sort of the original Indiana Jones, where it all came from. I thought, I mean, did Universal, did Paramount make that perhaps? That's why they haven't been sued. Because, I mean, that is Indiana Jones. Proper American World War kind of leather jacket, fedora. As I say, he's wearing a scarf, but I imagine it was probably a bit chilly, you know, where the Incas were. Van Damme, honestly, he's got the same trousers.
The Secret of the Incas is on YouTube, the full movie.
Oh, there we go. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And the poster is Indiana Jones all the way as well. And he's even got like a satchel around his bloody self.
Wow.
I mean, that's absolutely insane.
So someone's written underneath, now we know where Indiana Jones clearly came from, right down to the gun, the leather jacket, and the felt fedora. Heston was really the first great leading man, action drama anti-hero, from Harry Steele to the astronaut in Planet of the Apes. He was a true icon of imaginative action drama. I just love this film. I need to watch it every so often. Just really enjoy it.
Well, bloody said. I mean, you know, You know, some of these YouTube comments are filled with madness, but that is filled with bloody truth. I mean, to think that, you know, Heston did was also in Planet of the Apes and that. And also, let's not forget those biblical epics.
Here, listen to this. Someone wrote, noir writing at its best. Some of the one-liners could make Bond blush, and it's way superior to the Spielberg movies because he had to go way over the top with spec effects and other crap. Whilst the Heston movie kept it simple with a good story.
Thank God YouTube has given a platform for the average man to be heard.
Are you being sarcastic?
Not at all, because I think the Hollywood machine has totally covered this sucker up, hasn't it? No one. I've read endless books about Indiana Jones, and no one's talking about The Secret of the Incas to me. That's never been revealed. I've got books upon books upon this bloody franchise.
You know, I just had a message from Jim, director of Brian and Charles.
Oh, yes.
My friend went to see a film in New York, and Brian and Charles' trailer played before it.
Bam. Absolutely. That must just be electric shot of excitement up the spine hearing that. People off to the cinema seeing trailers beforehand. What film did he see? Did he say, or he's just saying just generally?
That's some porn, I think. Sort of a porn.
Well, it's New York. It's the centre of the Big Apple.
I don't know.
People don't use the internet in New York. They're quite open with their pornography viewing.
Wait, have you watched any films this week?
I have, absolutely. I have watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, have you?
I have, by the Daniels.
Did you tell me about their short movie?
Yes, Pockets, which is really, really worth watching. It's 3 minutes long, and I would see it as a short movie gem. Do you know, people should definitely watch more short movies. If you go, there's a website called Shorts of the Week. It's kind of like a pocket thief, isn't it? A pickpocket. And then their hands go through the other person's pockets, and it turns into a fight. Because Pockets plays around with multiverses, isn't it? You put your hand through one pocket, it comes out someone else's pocket. And then the idea that pockets have become like a kind of almost a weapon that can be utilized within your actual, clothing.
Imagine if my fist was in your trouser pocket.
Well, right now it'd be horrific. Absolutely, you could do what you want, for crying out loud. I don't have the use of my own pockets. They've been taken.
Can you imagine if my hand was in your pocket now? What would you do?
It would be, well, first of all, it depends the temperature of your hand, if it's cold or hot. But I would feel
just
very much
scrabbling around, not in a sexual way, just scrabbling around in your
just
pocket.
Just tiptoeing around each fingertip, moving up and down my thighs. I would feel, how would you describe that if you rang up 999, for crying out loud? Where would you begin?
Yeah, where would you begin?
Parallel universe hop into my pants. Another man's hand has kind of entered.
Whose dog's that?
That's next door's dog. It's a real handful. It's ruining the cinema chat and the general
Okay. Sorry. Let me have your David Edwards review.
David Edwards review, I would say it's a real, definitely one to check out. They're clearly two. I mean, they've made.
What's it about? What's it about?
It's basically about a female mother figure and a wife. She's in her 60s. She runs a laundrette, and She is married to, interesting, the Indiana Jones connection. Do you remember Short Round in Indiana Jones?
Yes. I was going to mention him.
Yes.
Oh.
He made...
I wanted to be him when I was a little boy.
Oh, God, yeah. Flipping it. Harrison Ford.
How did he get that gig?
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And then after they did Goonies and he was Data.
Yes.
And then it was a case of he did no work after that. He just couldn't get any gigs after that. It all dried up. So he became a stunt coordinator on a lot of the Marvel movies.
How can you not? And he get, I guess he lost his little cherubic.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of, he sort of grew more into an older teenager. And there was less platforms for people of a sort of multicultural background to kind of perform type of thing. There was less opportunities. And, but he got back into acting, decided, no, I'm going to get back into it. And his one of his first auditions was this. And also, it's Michelle Yeoh who plays the...
One of his first auditions was this amazing new film.
Yeah, one of his first auditions. He was like, I'm going to actually get back into the acting. He's like middle-aged now. And I'm going to, you know, before it's all too late, I'm going to give the acting another whirl. And he got into this. And Michelle Yeoh, do you know, she's a well-known kung fu actress. She was in a lot of Jackie Chan films and Tomorrow Never Dies. She's like 60 and she plays this sort of mother figure. Originally, it was going to be Jackie Chan who was going to be the star in it. And I read a script, actually, which starred Jackie Chan in an original incarnation of this film. But he turned it down stupidly. And instead, they gave the role to her and they focused on a mother instead of a father. And she's having to deal with a lot of issues with, she's losing money to the laundrette. And... she's having issues with her daughter as well, who's in a relationship with another woman. She's homosexual and she's finding it hard to cope with that, of a woman of a different era. Do you know what I mean? She's in her 60s. She's finding it difficult that her her daughter's hoping to marry her girlfriend type of thing. But then you get this whole Matrix twist.
Yeah, so what is it about the film that's going to make me go, hammer, whammer, bing, bong?
Absolutely. Suddenly, her husband, played by the character, the actor who's in the Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, basically he starts, a different personality takes over within him. And he starts talking to his wife and saying, I'm not the version of your husband you know of. I'm from a different parallel universe. And basically... an evil presence is entering our world and you need to actually, and this evil presence is going to try and make sure there's no spoilers. It's going to try and kill you because this evil figure is going around the world trying to kill every version of her, basically.
Okay. This is where Simon Mayo would go. Okay. Let's watch it. Click.
Absolutely. At that point.
You are getting fat. And you never call me, even though we have a family plan. And it's free. You only visit when you need something. You got a tattoo, and I don't care. If it's supposed to represent our family, you know I hate tattoos. And of all the places I could be, why would I want to be here with you? Yes, you're right. It doesn't make sense.
Evelyn, Bishola, Gola.
Let her finish.
Maybe it's like you said. Maybe there is something out there, some new discovery that will make us feel even small pieces of shit. Something that explains why you still went looking for me through all of this noise. And why, no matter what, I still want to be here with you. Always want to hear with you.
Look, I'm running out of disk space here, so we're going to have to cut it short. But I'm really enjoying doing movie reviews with David Edwards.
Oh, I'm loving it. I've got to make them more fluid and
clear. You're like a pig in shit, aren't you?
Oh, I'm rolling around on my back right now, oinking. Simple as that. I'm bloody loving it.
Well, why don't we do this next Saturday?
Absolutely, definitely.
Well, let's see if people like it and want to hear David Edwards' movie reviews.
Let's get some feedback. If the public aren't interested, I'm happy to put my hand up and say, you've spoken, and we'll go back to reviewing something else.
And the structure could be 20 minutes of just general movie chat like we did, and then into three reviews?
Definitely. Three reviews.
Is that too much? That's too. You don't watch three movies a week. That's too much, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't.
Two? One?
One movie a week, absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that.
One golden film that the people...
And you never know, if this grows, we could get huge actors on board and directors.
Dream come true. That would be an absolute, you know...
You would, wouldn't you? You'd absolutely...
That would just...
Bust a nad.
I would... testicles would be exploding. You know what I mean? I'd be shouting pubic hair because my testicles would just explode, you know, between my legs type of thing. I wouldn't need a hand coming through my pocket to do it for me. It would just do it, you know, self.
If I sellotape loads of pubic hair over you and you became the pubic hair monster, what would he move like and talk like?
He would hide in corners and then shuffle around. And he'd try and move every time you move.
How would he talk? How would he talk to people?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Go back to what you were doing. Go back to what you were doing. Don't look at me. I'm not here. I'm not here. All I'm
right.
not here.
All right.
Sorry, too much of that. I got lost in the pubic monster there. I need to focus more on my film reviews.
So you're basically just like a little crouching bollock, wouldn't you? In the room.
Yes.
But sort of nervous and angry.
Was it the fetal position where you're like rolled up in a...
What?
The fetal position? Is it the fetal?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's the one. Fetal position. That's the one. Rolled up and like a giant testicle.
Horrible character.
Absolutely horrific. You know, that's not the
okay, world. Okay, right. We got to go. This is going to run. I'm going to put this on Patreon, see if people want more of it.
Be open, people. Be real. Just say what you feel.
Okay, brilliant. Cheers, David.
Take care of yourselves. Au revoir.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.